Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Welcome to episode 94.
Well, looky that. Welcome back to the Wacky Week podcast. My name is Tim Hunter. Yeah, here we go again. Putting on a little bit of country this week. I dug up an air check from my brief stint at the new 100.7 The Wolf back when it first started here in Seattle. Probably one of the best $10 an hour jobs I ever had. You're also going to hear a commercial I did back at KQOT for a country bar in Yakima. And get ready to cringe with me when I say the line, "But you won't have to order her." You'll hear what I'm talking about. Oh, and speaking of cringing, you're also going to hear a guilty little pleasure I put together for Radio Online when the Seahawks spanked the Denver Broncos. It was kind of kicking them while they're down, but when's a better time? Hard to believe that was 3 years ago. Anyway, that's coming up. But first, I'd like to welcome a special guest to our studio today. You know her as the woman who turns on the lights, gives you personal weather forecasts, and looks things up when you're too lazy to Google. Please welcome to the Wacky Week podcast, the all-knowing one from Amazon, the one, the only, Alexa.
That's really nice.
Well, not the only, I guess. There's quite a few of you. But hey, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks. I hope you're doing well, too.
So my producer tells me, and please go with me on this, that you're quite a joke teller. You got one off the top of your head? Well, if you had a head.
Why did the tomato blush? Because he saw the salad dressing.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay, well, I also heard that you like movies. What's your favorite movie?
I loved Zootopia. The sloths were.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
Funny.
There's also a little rumor going around you're quite a singer. Could you belt out a tune for us?
Who, me? I couldn't. I hit it. When my Wi-Fi left me, and I'm out in the rain, those last few answers were hard to obtain. But that's no excuse to put me on mute. Like a good cowgirl, all up in reboot. It's raining in the cloud, and I ain't proud. I'll answer in the morning, answer in the evening, when you're around. I'll answer in the morning, answer in the evening, when you're around.
Well, gosh, that was a moving experience. I think I moved back 3 feet.
That's not very nice to say.
Oh, lighten up. While I got you here, any thoughts on this whole President Trump thing?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Well, you're the only one. Hey, you know, when we're done here, you want to go grab something to eat or have a drink?
Eating and drinking are not things I can do. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
Well, do you think you could ever care for a human? Well, I mean, I have to say, You're kind of cute.
You really think so? Thank you.
So do you think you and I could ever, you know,
I like our relationship the way it is.
Okay, well, that concludes our interview with Alexa. It's actually the first time I've ever pulled a plug on an interview and actually pulled a plug.
You are listening to Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast. Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
the new 100.7 The Wolf, 50 minutes of fresh country each and every hour. That's every time I hear your name. Yes, it was Keith Anderson. Teresa, you had a question?
I take it the contest is not going for when you hear
a Keith Anderson song? No. What we're going to do is play the Wolf Tones. And when we do that later this hour, then you can win the tickets to see Keith and Jason Aldean.
I was like, God, I got straight through. That doesn't happen.
Oh, it does happen. And you'll have your chance to win coming up this hour. So what are you up to today?
I'm taking my son hockey. Then I'm going to go fishing later on today.
That's a full day. Well, good luck on the day and good luck on winning those tickets.
Thanks.
This summer.
Fresh country from Leanne Rimes. Something's got to give on the new 100.7 The Wolf. Leanne going to be at the Emerald Queen Casino, 2 weeks from tonight? Wee, it's going to be here before you know it. Now, speaking of concerts, yes, we have not yet given away tickets to see Jason Aldean and Keith Anderson this hour. We do have some tickets to give away to their concerts in the Napa Vine Amphitheater this September. Now, here's the deal. You're going to hear the Wolf Tones. That's when you call. But let me give you the phone numbers now so you're all set. If you're brand new to the Wolf, let's get you on board and give you a shot at these tickets, okay? Let us program our phones together. Locally, 206-421-WOLF. Which is 9653, okay? You want to do toll-free? 1-866-328-WOLF. And your chance to win coming up in minutes on the new 100.7 The Wolf.
Have you been...
From the Wolf Radar Weather Center, man, it's like they had a sale on fog. Eventually, some sun's supposed to peak out and then bring up the temperatures to around 70. But also, a chance of showers or thunder showers on the agenda this afternoon, so stay away from steel things. In Seattle, it's been 55 all morning, 56 right now at Fort Lewis, 53 in Snohomish, and on your radio, it's always 100.7 The Wolf. Little Big Town on the new 100.7 The Wolf Boondocks. My name is Tim Hunter, and I'd like to introduce you to Teresa from Mount Vernon, otherwise known in popular circles as caller number 10.
Woo-hoo.
You did it!
All right. You
did it. You are off to a couple of great concerts in the fall. You got Jason Aldean September 24th and Keith Anderson September 25th at the Napa Vine Amphitheater down in Olympia. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. All right.
So could you sum up how you feel right now?
Oh.
There's a happy Teresa. Good job. Okay. Tell you what, we've got a bunch of fresh country coming up for you. Steve Holy, Billy Currington, Little Big Town, and more chances for you to win your tickets during a Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em weekend coming up on the new 100.7 The Wolf.
Yeah, Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast.
They're back by popular demand at the Caravan Inn in Yakima. Gary Tonkin and his Bitter Creek Canyon Band. Take your best gal out tonight for an evening of good food, good music, and good dancing. Order your favorite steak for dinner, order your favorite cocktail, and then you won't have to order her. She'll gladly step out on the dance floor because hardly anyone can resist dancing to the beat of Gary Tonkin and his Bitter Creek Canyon Band. They're playing tonight at the Caravan Inn, 1402 South 1st Street in Yakima.
You are listening to Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast.
Are you a Denver Broncos fan still hurting from that nightmare of a football game? We can't let that happen again. The best way to make sure that never happens again is to remember it with a special commemorative football from Jaded Sports Fans Footballs. Yes, you can have a constant reminder sitting there staring at you every day of your life. These footballs aren't just like the ones used in the game. These are the ones used in the game, so they've never been used to score a point. The genuine synthetic leather feel will make you want to snap it over somebody's head. And each panel of the football was carefully glued on using our former mascot. To get your own Denver Broncos commemorative football, just call 1-800. Now that's depressing. Or visit our website, weneversawitcoming.com. And you too can relive the greatest defeat in the history of the Super Bowl. Call now. Operators are standing by, looking down. And just staring.
And with that, and only that, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Wacky Week Podcast. My name is Tim Hunter. I really appreciate you stopping by. Keep reaching for the stars. Just don't touch them because they're really hot. And until next time, just one favor is all I ask. Laugh a little, would ya?
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.